It's Ram Power Days at Moran Blue Water CDJR, where they're offering huge savings and great lease deals on the new 2024 Model Ram 1500 Crew Cabs. Stop into Moran Blue Water CDJR on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot, or visit them at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
10 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. Chances are you have somewhere in your home, maybe a medicine cabinet in the bathroom, where you have a lot of prescriptions that you don't use anymore. Maybe you've never used them. Maybe you were sent home from the hospital with some pain medication, you used it once or twice, and there it sits, and you're not quite sure what to do with it. That's why the National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day was established several years ago, and this year is coming up on October 28th. Joining us to talk more about the importance of properly disposing of unwanted medicine, Vice President of Regulatory and Compliance at Inmar Intelligence, Ashley Schmidt. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Paul.
I appreciate you joining us, along with Sasha Pollard-Deloney, Senior Director of Pharmacy Safety, Quality, and Educational Programs at Novant Health. Good morning, Sasha.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. Ashley, what is National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day?
Thank you. That's a great question. Appreciate you asking that. The DEA started National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day a few years back, and it aims to really bring awareness to the fact that many of us, as you mentioned, based on a survey that we recently conducted, about 76% of respondents in that survey actually have unwanted medications in their home. So the aim of the DEA Take-Back Day is to have events staged in partnership with organizations like Novant Health and Inmar Intelligence all around the country to collect unwanted, expired, unused medications that might be sitting in your medicine cabinet in order to keep the public safe.
Right, and that's what is at the heart of this, keeping the public safe. Let's talk a little bit more, Ashley, about the importance of cleaning out the medicine cabinet and getting rid of those unwanted medications the right way. Why is this so important to do?
Well, as you may know, and those in your audience also, drug-related deaths continue to plague the U.S. year over year, yet unused prescriptions still often fail to find their way to a secure take-back location. So it is really important that we collect those unused medications. And in addition to that, some of the common misconceptions that folks have about, they may say, I flush my medications down the toilet, or I make sure I throw them into the trash bin. But actually, that's not a safe way to dispose our medications either, because we've found that there are trace amounts of prescription pharmaceutical products in our drinking water. So both for health and safety from an overdose perspective or misuse perspective, along with environmental perspective, it's very important that we safely and properly dispose of unused prescription medications.
Yeah, and I want to talk about how to do that safely, the best way to dispose of those unwanted medicines. But first, Sasha, I want to talk to you a little bit about why this is so personal to you. Share your story with us, if you would.
Absolutely, Paul. I appreciate the opportunity to share it. So despite being passionate about the safe disposal of medications and being educated about the threat they pose to the community, I recently discovered an unacceptable level of risk in my own home. I'm the mother of 2 8-year-old daughters, and my husband and I are in the healthcare field. But recently I found a nearly full bottle of oxycodone, which is a powerful pain medication, in my guest bathroom. So my husband was prescribed this medication after a procedure, but found that he didn't need it. And it crossed both of our minds to dispose of it in one of the drop bins located at Novant Health, the hospital I work at. But we hadn't gotten around to it, and the thought slipped our minds. For far too long, this powerful medication sat in plain view of us, my children, and anyone else with access to that bathroom, including our teenage babysitter. So thankfully, I found this medication before the story ended in tragedy, but we know that too often it's situations like this that put dangerous medications into the wrong hands. So I encourage everyone listening to use National Prescription Take Back Day as an opportunity to safely rid your own home of unneeded medication.
Yeah, that's certainly important to do. So, Ashley, talk a little bit, if you would, please, about how to best dispose of these prescriptions. If we have them in our home, you shouldn't flush them. You shouldn't put them in the trash can out at the curb. What should you do with them?
That's a great question. So it's really important that you periodically, well, when the medications are in your home, that you keep them in a safe, secure location away from children, and make sure that they're locked up to avoid any kind of, you know, accidental overdose. In addition, it's important that you periodically, what I call kind of sweep out your medicine cabinet, check and make sure that you don't have any unneeded or unwanted or expired even medications sitting in your cabinet. Collect those medications, and then you can visit websites like safemedicinedrop.com or the NMAR website, NMAR.com, or you can visit DEA's website to find local take-back events. Or in addition to that, NMAR has about 6,000 take-back kiosks located in pharmacies and law enforcement agencies all across the country. So you can find those anytime, not just on the National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, but any time of the year you can access those locations by going to safemedicinedrop.com.
All right, very good. Great information. I appreciate both of you joining us this morning. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, you bet.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Paul.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. I just typed it in, safemedicinedrop.com, and the Meyer in Marysville is one location that has one of those disposal sites. But I think you can also take it out to the Sheriff's Department as well. And, of course, on the 28th, which is Drug Take-Back Day, there will be events throughout the country. And it always, I'm always surprised when I hear how many pills are collected, because they measure them in tons, and think of a little pill that sits in your hand and how many of those pills it takes to add up to tons that are collected in these drug take backs. But really important stuff, and you got to get rid of them the right way. 17 past 9 o'clock here on a sunny, what is that? Yes, a sunny Wednesday morning. Nice to see some sun. We'll see a little bit of it on and off, especially this morning. Some clouds rolling in for the afternoon, but no rain expected today. Details in the forecast coming up just a few minutes here on WPHM.